Good day. It's Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Doug Steffen. She's Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello.
She's Jennifer Horn. And he's Ken Kessler. Richie is going through... Actually had a problem with his white blood count, and so had special shots yesterday, and seems to be, I guess when you go, he's really into it now. For those of you, I can't imagine anybody listening to this program that's been a fan, but if you're new to the program, Richie McFadden is one of the choir boys here, and he has found that life is worth living tenfold, having found a mass of cancer in his chest called... What is it? Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right.
And it's affected his throat and his jugular vein, all of the things that are in his chest. So he's having chemotherapy for it now and going through some of the things that happen, including when you go through chemo, it knocks the hell out of your white blood count. And that's because the white blood count is supposed to be the attacking mechanism. That's what the chemo... And it's sort of... As I understand, I remember my former wife having gone through this four or five times over the course of her 21 years of having stage 4 breast cancer. And what it does is basically wipe you out, kills everything. And so you got to have a strong immune system, and the white blood cells are what the immune system is based on. So he needed to have a little enhancement of that in order to spend a couple of days with his family at the beach. So that's where he is, and that's what's going on there. I think his brother's getting married this weekend, too, isn't he?
That's what I've heard, yes.
Yeah, right.
It's a rumor.
All right, so here we are to get at the issues of the day, the important stories, things that'll be fun, hopefully, as we mix things. We mix the good, the bad, and the ugly here together. Roberta has, this is good. So all of the things are going to be in our Queen of Cheap report, and I hope we'll get to it on time without me getting off onto a tangent later on here. But what is coming up in a few minutes here from the Queen of Cheap?
Oh, let's see. We've got some deals from Toys R Us. We've got a way for you to get a free gallon of milk. We're going to tell you about the remaining tax-free shopping days this year and how to get cash for your books, all those books that pile up. And I've got tons of them since I'm moving.
Yeah. All right. So put those on sale or figure out what you can do with them. Roberta will have the details about 10 minutes here on Good Day. And then later on, the next half hour, Jennifer will do her daily report on television. What's in that bit of news?
Well, a little bit of Paula Deen news to start the night off. Plus, the Wizard of Oz project that I didn't get to tell you about yesterday, I really want to tell you about today. Alec Baldwin's in the news. Also, a little Oprah and Lindsay preview of the interview.
So, when you said tonight, why are you talking about tonight?
Huh?
You just said tonight. I want to talk to you tonight about this, that, other thing. Are you with us or not?
Today? I don't know what I said. I just am spewing words. What are you talking about? I didn't hear myself say tonight, so it was, yeah, it was obviously just a mistake. Thanks for pointing it out.
Yeah, well, the people will say it is. Speaking of mistakes, the terror threats. This was so much to do about nothing, and yet it seems like they almost have to do.
They have to. After Benghazi, have to.
But they didn't. But nothing happened. I think the embassy in Yemen is still closed, but all the rest of them are opened up again. Nothing happened. I say that it's, once again, these guys winning. They know how to play us like a fiddle. Every once in a while, they throw these things out just to see if we're paying attention. So they close down all the embassies, heightened alerts, and they have their fun, and then everybody goes back to their corner.
I wonder what that cost.
A lot of money. Costs a lot of money. And that's where they win again. What were you saying, Kenny?
But what I was going to say, what can you do?
I don't know that you have an alternative.
Sounds like a credible threat.
And they could test to see how this happens, you know, for something that's really, they're really planning, you know. I mean, they want to see what our reaction is.
Yep. All right, so anyway, that's that bit and piece of news. 888-302-3684. Kenny, what do we have on social media? Twitter at the Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show. A couple of different threads there, yes?
Yes, I had come across something interesting with all this Time Warner Cable versus CBS stuff, and noticed that in the ratings, CBS is dominating, which doesn't seem to make any sense since so many major markets don't have CBS now on their cable
system. Yeah.
Yeah, and part of the risk for Time Warner was, you know, it throwing back at CBS is, hey, your ratings are going to go in the tank without us carrying it in New York, Los Angeles, and Dallas.
But on Sunday night, every CBS show came in at almost twice what the other networks have, which seemed
the
very
odd.
So I had posted, how is this possible, since New York, L.A., Dallas, so many other places don't even have CBS, but it's still dominating. And Julie says that she just doesn't watch network television anymore.
There's a lot of that. I think there are some really good shows, though. That show Unforgettable with Poppy Montgomery, I think that is an extraordinary show. I think CBS does have most of the good shows. From my perspective, I don't usually get to watch television earlier on, so I don't see NCIS sometimes in reruns later at night. That's a good show. The Mentalist is a good show. Person of Interest, a very good show. Blue Bloods is a good show. What are some of the other... their character development, for whatever the reason, all of these shows have very interesting
good
characters.
Writing. So good writing. Yep.
Yeah. Castle. Yeah, I think that's it. Castle's a good show.
It's on
ABC,
though.
Yeah, that's on
ABC.
Good show.
Yeah. What else?
But if you're affected at all by CBS not being on, we'd like to hear from you on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/gooddayshow and let us know. We also were talking about Eric Holder and his proposed shift on the war on drugs. And Jay said that Holder is worried about his future after what he's done so far as Attorney General.
Future by
credibility is squat.
By that, is it his legacy or however long he intends to stay as the Attorney General? Which of the... You've got to wonder. I mean, these guys, at this point, they're all thinking about their legacy. They're all thinking about their egos. How am I going to be remembered? Holder's going to be remembered as one of the worst Attorney Generals in the history, certainly in this century. And that is... What was the guy's name? It was with early on in the Bush administration. John from Missouri. He was a senator. Ugh! Ashcroft. What a miserable failure. And this is an important... Why don't they get really good people? That's a very important job. Holder's terrible. What's his face? Ashcroft was awful. After Ashcroft left, Alberto Gonzalez became the Attorney General, another boob. And these are just... These are so important, these positions. Get good people.
When was the last time we had a good one?
A good Attorney General?
Mm-hmm.
I remember who Jan Arena was awful. Didn't George Bush have who was Caspar Weinberger comes to mind? He wasn't the Attorney General though. I can't remember who the Attorney General was when old man Bush was in. He had some good people around him. They were political cronies, but they were Reagan. Most of the Reagan, I think. Who was Reagan's Attorney General? Anybody remember?
Nope.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Hey, I was like four. Give me a break.
888-302-3684. Meese, that's it, right. Ed Meese. He was no prize.
Is it mice?
Yeah, Meese. Meeses. Yeah, thank you for checking that out. Michael, I always count on Michael.
I know, he always knows
questions.
Weird
He's always
stuff.
Got, no, well, he knows. He's got a good mind. He knows how to get stuff quickly. We're happy to have you, Michael. You're an important cog in the wheel here. 888-302-3684. The time has come for us to think about your teeth. Everybody, smile for the radio. Smile for the microphone.
Hey.
There it is. Let's see those teeth, Roberta. Let's see those teeth, Jennifer. Let's see those teeth. Kenny.
Hey.
All right. Now is the time for you to aid your fellow man by passing along. If you have a friend that's got really yellow, ugly teeth, and they don't listen to this program, why don't you do the ad for Power Swabs for them? Tell them Power Swabs is a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. Tell them that. 5 minutes. 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. 6 shades whiter in 7 days. Tell them it's clinically proven. And if you got veneers, crowns, caps, it'll work on them too. Tell them that. Power Swabs get rid of stains on your teeth very quickly. You have a nice white smile. And they won't take offense if you tell them the right way. Tell them about Power Swabs, and then tell them to call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call now for your 5-minute solution to having yellow teeth. Tell them they'll be helping the health of their gums as well. Tell them white teeth in 5 minutes a day, 2 shades whiter in 5 days. It's clinically proven and dentist developed. Tell them that. and then they'll call 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs, the solution to having healthy white teeth. 800-865-7602.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog and all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow.
It's Roberta Fessomelli.
No ego, just information. That's what I love about you, Roberta.
Yes. Information, no ego. No ego.
No ego.
Okay, let's start with the Toys R Us coupon. We've got something 15% off of your entire regularly priced purchase. And this is a great deal. Go out and get your Christmas shopping done, people, while the stuff is still in there. You get 15% off. You don't have to deal with the crowds. Do it now. So we do it for you here. If you shop at a Meijer, it's a supermarket. I think it's mostly Midwest states have Meijers, I think. You can get a free gallon of milk between now and the 15th of August. We tell you exactly how to do it. We give you the coupon codes on how to do it. Get an entire gallon of milk free at Meijer. Now, if you want to do some tax-free shopping, a lot of those days in a lot of the states have already passed, but there still are a few floating around. There's a great one for guns and ammunition in Louisiana coming up. Tax-free days in certain states. We have the listing for you of what's still left. In fact, you can do some back-to-school shopping tax-free if you just take a look at this list that we have for you. And got books? Got lots of books? You moving? I'm moving. I got so many books. I can't move these books. I got to do something with them. So what am I going to do? I'm going to sell them. You get those ISBN numbers in the back, you plug it into this site, and they tell you exactly how much they'll give you for the book and how much it's worth. This site does it also. Amazon.com does it. It's a good way to sell your books, and also textbooks that you can sell too, so just keep that in mind. Hey, you know, get a couple of bucks instead of just throwing them in the trash bin. Or what I do is I give them to the local nursing homes. Give them all my books and old magazines, just pie, stick in a bag and give them to the nursing home. They love them there. So you'll find all this great stuff at DougStefan.com. Scroll down to the Queen of Chiefs section and take a look at all the other really good deals that we have in there too for you. Great ways to save money and actually to have fun as well. Queen of Chiefs at DougStefan.com.
Save money and have fun. Hey, great. That's kind of like
how about that?
The Target logo. Buy more,
save money,
pay less.
Have fun. Get skinnier.
Funny one.
Be better in bed, yes.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Used to know. That's Gautier. Is that how you pronounce the name of that group?
Gautier, I think, or something.
Gautier, is that
Gautier,
right?
Gautier, yeah. Something
really?
Crazy.
Huh. Anybody else know this? What are you, Kenny? What's the name of the group? I don't know this.
I think it's his name.
Really? Oh. Fred Gautier? Fred.
Sure. Steve. Fred.
Steve Gautier. All right. Very nice. Okay. That's the number one song last week at this time. Somebody that I used to know. An interesting concept. Listening to the verbs and the nouns and the sentences in there, that gets you to think a little, don't we? All have somebody that we used to know, right? In one way or another, that we wish there was there's a haunting connection to the people. Some of them stick around in our minds. Some of them just kind of go away. They get washed away. I guess it depends on how much they get into your mind, one way or the other. Here's speaking of things that get into your mind, we have a video of the day today that brings us back to 1967. Some of these old commercials that float around, you see some of the old Coke commercials here and there. And this is a Colonel Sanders Kentucky Fried Chicken ad.
Chicken.
We have the audio of this. It's pretty creepy, actually. Listen to the audio. But more importantly, go to DougStephan.com and watch the video. But see what you get out of the gist of the audio from the commercial. Colonel Sanders.
I say let's move on.
Let the lie detector do it.
We want your secret reservation for 25, and we want it now.
You're going to tell us now.
Why, it's my pleasure, lady.
Go ahead, tell us.
First, we take some eggs,
uh-huh.
And some milk, and
yes, Colonel.
Some flour, and savory.
And
then we have 4 ounces.
4 ounces of what?
4 ounces of.
Ooh. Ooh.
Four ounces of grandfather's overcoat.
Okay, I'm creeped out.
How to blend
what
lemon
is that?
And spices that make it.
Well, it is kind of creepy. That was the point.
It's very creepy.
Yeah, really creepy. So that's why that was the whole. Not that we're necessarily trying to creep you out, but yeah,
it's an old creepy black and white, and these housewives have Colonel Sanders hooked up to a lie detector test in like some warehouse, mm-hmm. like he's kidnapped.
Hey, Jack Bauer got him.
Yeah, and they're trying to get his secret recipe, and it is it's really creepy.
All right. Ben Affleck visited Lindsay Lohan in rehab to try to get her to sign up for his next film called Live by Night. But apparently that isn't what they talked about. They talked about her And I don't know that he ever got around. I didn't remember this, but Ben Affleck was in rehab himself.
He was. Not necessarily for drugs or alcohol. I don't know if he was in for alcohol, but he was in for gambling. He had a real gambling issue.
Yeah, right. And there are all kinds of, as we know, of addictions to stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to see how that shook out. And his now popularity, his success, well-documented.
He could be an inspiration to her. And, you know, she's a lucky girl. As much as we say she's had a hard life,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she's had most people would have been shunned and shut out of Hollywood. She's had a lot of people like Ben Affleck or like Oprah Winfrey really supporting her, which is
Cool. Is she a likable sort?
I don't know. Doesn't seem like it.
No,
but maybe so. Yeah.
Who knows? About her and you look at what she is doing and how she's doing it. And she just seems to get chance after chance after chance after chance. It's really pretty remarkable. And it isn't so much, you know, we think about the privilege of being in Hollywood and that kind of stuff. But there are a lot of people who go up against the system and they just get beaten back. She's embraced by all these people. So maybe she got a lucky star out there someplace. It's 28 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Now, with the economy the way it is, who doesn't want to save money? And we know by going to our own doctors, the cost is increasing, and the same thing is increasing when you take your dog or cat to the veterinarian. But preventative care can save dog guardians and cat guardians big bucks and plenty of heartache if they follow some real consistent approaches. First of all, schedule an exam every year. It's a lot better for you and your pet and your pocketbook if medical problems are caught early. And with an older dog or cat, seeing the vet twice or three times a year is a good idea as well. When you go to the vet, if he prescribes medication for your pet, ask for a generic prescription when available. Very often, they can save you as much as 50 or 75% off the cost of purchasing your medication from the vet directly. And sometimes taking your dog or cat to a specialist can save you money in the long run. Very often, they get a quicker diagnosis and a quicker resolution. So, if you've been going to the same doctor over and over again, not getting results, perhaps it's time to ask to go see that specialist. You can save money and keep your pets healthy at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Longevity.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Here, I've assembled Morning Radio's finest, most upbeat team of conversationalists. The Ex-Stefan family includes Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, and Jennifer Horn, talking about the issues of the day, the important stories, a little of this and some of that. But we always have what most people think is a genuinely convivial attitude toward one another.
That is such a big word.
Convivial?
I don't even know what it means, but
convivial.
It sounds good. Yeah.
So, speaking of convivial, that is where people get along well.
Mm-hmm.
Whitey Bulger had his gang. And the gang did a lot of damage in Boston for many decades.
Mm-hmm.
Whitey Bulger was found guilty yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
31 different counts. Murders, extortion, money laundering, racketeering. Spend the rest of his life in jail. And when he left, he said, he's being let out of the courtroom. He says, "This is a sham. Do what you want to do with me."
Well, you know why?
Why?
And this
why
is kind
it was
of
a sham?
Well, this is kind of an interesting thing. At my day job, we have a show called The Wise Guys Sit Down Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of connected guys that host the show.
Really?
And they know about
why. Putting the arm on your father?
No. We all love each other. They're very nice guys.
Okay, right.
But they are, you know, don't let that get around, by the way. They might off me by saying that they're nice, but they are.
Okay.
And they know about Whitey Bulger and the fact that he was, they were surprised he didn't testify and bring everybody surrounding him down with him, because he had FBI support for many, many years and was almost given a license to kill by the FBI.
Yep.
And so he just got out of line, and they would take him down, but he didn't take any of the government with him. So why not? That's the big question.
The big question is, or is there an answer to the big question?
Is there an answer?
The answer, it could be that if he had brought them down, they would have made sure he was taken care of as soon as he went to jail.
Maybe.
Yeah. The government and its institutions are so crooked. If you saw that movie that's out called Two Guns,
yeah.
Now, basically it's about CIA extortion. It isn't. It's sort of the relationship and the storytelling between the characters played by Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg, and then the other ancillary stories that are part of it. But really, the heavy overlord of the story is how the CIA is extorting money from the drug cartels, and in order to have them continue to do their business. CIA is among the most corrupt organizations that has ever existed,
mm-hmm.
no matter whether it's governmentally sponsored or not.
Yeah.
And so this stuff is pointed out, and you look at and the FBI, as you, this was a Boston story for a long time,
mm-hmm.
until it got out, you know, how much murder and mayhem this guy had been involved in.
and it was under the auspices. He used to turn, his protection came from the FBI.
Yeah.
Because he would turn in other people that the FBI was looking for,
exactly,
so they left him alone.
That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying they called him Whitey the Dog, Bulger, because he was, you know, he was on the take from the government for a really long time.
Right. Yep.
And, you know, and what's really kind of strange when you think about it is that the government has gone after the mob and disarmed, really, the what we consider to be the Italian mafia. They've taken
the Irish
apart.
Guys, they left alone.
They left alone the Mexican mafia. They've left alone the different variations of the Asian mafia, Armenian mafia. All of that's been
left
alone.
There's a Jewish mafia, too, by the way.
Yeah. And it's almost like the government, though, has become the mafia now. Because think about it. When they award contracts to
the government
somebody,
is the mafia.
Yeah. I mean, it's so bizarre. It's like they took apart the Italians almost to understand how it worked and then really adapted so many of their practices. It's crazy. The government has turned into a mob of sorts.
Yep. It's just another example of the government being completely out of control, and we choose not to do anything about it. We sit here deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yeah, I mean, the story that Dianne Feinstein, senator from California's husband, gets the contracts to sell old post offices, you think that's by accident? Mm. No, not by accident anymore.
What makes you say that, Jennifer?
I don't know. I want to know why Dave Davidson, my local realtor in town, didn't get the contract. Right. Maybe he should have gotten it.
George Giz, my pal in Santa Monica, he should have gotten the job. Yeah, exactly. Roberta.
Yes, dear.
A federal judge ruled yesterday that the New York City Police Department's stop and frisk policy is unconstitutional. The judge said, by the way, this is Shira Shindlin, isn't this Judge Judy's sister? Who is this? Judy Shindlin is Judge Judy.
Okay.
Anyway, it's not important to the story. I just got distracted. Excuse me for a moment.
Judge Judy?
All right. Nah.
My favorite show.
All right. So instead of ordering an end to the practice, the judge opted to reform it. She did not give specifics on how this would be done. Mayor Bloomberg has vowed to appeal the decision. So what's the scuttlebutt on the street about this there, Roberta?
New Yorkers will support anything that Bloomberg wants to do if it makes the city safer.
Mm-hmm. And New York City has become the safest big city, not only
That's
in America,
right. in the world.
But around the world.
Right.
Murders are 50% below the level they were 12 years ago when Bloomberg came to office.
You want to stop and frisk somebody because you think they may have a weapon? Go right ahead.
I'd like to stop and frisk someone, but it's not necessarily because I figure they have a they've taken 8,000 guns off the street by doing it. So how does this work? You're walking down the street, Roberta, and you look some cop in the eye, and he looks you in the eye. So you just say, ma'am, just a minute, please. I'd like to frisk you. Is that how it works?
If he's cute, I'd say. Got a room?
Jeez. Come on. What happens? Why do I bother, even? Why do I bother? All right, so what happens? Seriously.
Well, they can frisk you.
Well, what does it mean?
If they feel that they have cause, that they don't have to have like any sort of court order, or they don't have to see a weapon specifically.
How has this been challenged? This has to have been challenged in court, other than, I mean, the ruling from yesterday. There's people, and it was like the TSA and their foolishness. This sounds like it could be subject to the same sort of scrutiny.
But you know what? New Yorkers are very cut and dry. If someone suspects, if a police officer suspects you have a gun, and they stop you, and they frisk you, and you have a gun, well, then, end of story.
But if you have a permit to carry a gun, then...
Well, if you have that's a whole different thing. No, if you have a permit, that's a whole different thing. And a lot of people do have permits, concealed weapon permits.
Hmm.
You know, but unlike a lot of other, you know, cities in the U.S. where guns are more prevalent... You generally in New York you don't see guns except on police officers and criminals, but you don't see them on the criminals because they have them hidden. Guns aren't pervasive in society here as they are in other cities in the U.S.
Hmm. All right, it's pretty interesting to follow on some of these things and see what reality is. Imagine in Tiffin, Ohio, if they had a stop and frisk policy. Or Mount Vernon, Ohio, or Boone, Iowa.
Or anywhere in Louisiana.
Right. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Roberta at DougStephan.com, and Ken at DougStephan.com.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
No matter who.
Former President Bill Clinton.
This is so big, Landon Donovan.
Oprah, it is so good to have you.
No matter what.
There is nothing like New York City politics.
Wow, this is an incredible story.
No matter where.
There's tons of news coming out of the White House.
Let's start with the controversy here.
People are so disconnected from this war.
America's conversation starts with Morning Joe.
That is incredible. That really happened.
Yeah. Morning Joe, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on MSNBC.
You know when you wake up on the weekend, the kids are still somehow sleeping. You're just not ready to get up, but the sun is glaring in through the windows? Well, BlindsGalore.com can fix you up. They ask their customers what they can do better. Jim from Georgia says,
I don't know, perhaps serve it with lobster and filet mignon? You make it so easy to order, and a coupon on top of an already great deal? What can I say but thank you, Blinds Galore?
The folks over at BlindsGalore.com really have it together. So, go to BlindsGalore.com and go galore. Blinds Galore.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Jennifer Horn, with Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, has a story that will warm Roberta's heart.
Your chest area, anyway.
Right. Warm it up.
Oh, this is out of Pensacola, Florida, Dougie. There's a woman so intent on getting breast implants that she has started begging for money on the street. And she's not lying about it. It's not like she's saying she's homeless or anything. She's holding a sign that reads, quote, not homeless, need boobs.
Take some of mine.
She says, I just want bigger boobs because I'm not happy with the ones that I have. I figured that this was a good way to do it. Her name is Christina Andrews, and she said, people put out signs that they're homeless. I'm not. I'm just being honest. She said she was unsure what type of reaction she would get or if she would get any cash, but she said things are working out. She not only has more money, but she's also gotten plenty of smiles along the way. What do you bet every man that walks by is like, okay, I'm in. I'm in for five.
Of course. Yeah. Hello.
You know, you should sell stock. Maybe I could have shareholders in mine. That would be kind of
really?
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, come on. Let's do the television report.
I like shareholders better. All right, CVS.
It depends on your definition of what they're holding.
Holding. No, what I really mean, shareholders. That's if you have 50%.
Come on, let's
stock.
Go. Never mind.
All right, Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz. CVS has come up with this concept of the Wizard of Oz adaptation. It's in the works, and it's a medical soap that'll be based in New York City, but it will be inspired by the characters and themes immortalized by the classic movie. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They said Dorothy's friends are all missing some vital component that they're on a quest to recover, like putting straw back in the scarecrow and blah, blah, blah. So this can all be related to this new medical soap opera. It sounds like a stretch to me, but I'm a Wizard of Oz fan, so yay. All right, Alec Baldwin also in the news today. He's reportedly in talks to host a weekly political program for MSNBC. His reps have not confirmed the story, but it looks like it will be a part of the network's nighttime Friday night air block. So that'll be where he will appear. Now, a horror movie that creeped out audiences is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Can you believe it? The Exorcist is 40 years old. To mark its anniversary, it looks like that show or that movie will be turned into a drama series on CBS. So a little creepy crawly stuff that I know you won't be a part of, Dougie.
No.
Also on CBS, Two and a Half Men has cast Charlie Harper's lesbian daughter on Two and a Half Men. That role will go to Amber Tamblyn. She's been in everything. Joan of Arcadia, House, The Grudge 2. She'll play Jenny, the illegitimate daughter of Charlie, who, of course, was Charlie Sheen before he was fired from the show. Also, good news if you like classic TV, Gilligan's Island, The Love Boat, and the Western Dead or Alive are all coming back to TV as part of MeTV's fall schedule. They'll be joining I Love Lucy, The F Troop, Bob Newhart Show, Remington Steele, so you can check that if you like classic TV starting next week on MeTV.
I see The Mentalist is changing some of their cast members. The couple who were on again, off again, Van Pelt and Rigsby,
mm-hmm.
are going to leave. Anybody know why?
I don't know why.
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Could be. You never know. Money, people want to move on. They have other projects. Mostly money.
Most of the time, when that happens, they never recover.
Right.
Look at Katherine Hagel.
There's a story out this week that she thought she was going to be a big movie star, and now she's begging to go back to TV.
Right. All right. So there we have the bits and pieces of an intelligent, well-presented report. Thank you, Jennifer Horn. This is Good Day.
Yay.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
No Woody, no jeans. A few dollars got me in those.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hour, 53 minutes past the hour. What is more exciting than stories of average Americans doing what American entrepreneurs do every day by following their dreams and creating a startup company around an innovative product? You are about to meet three of our hot picks for crowdfunding success on today's Startup in America News.
Do you or someone you know have a project that could use an infusion of money to grow it, but hate the thought of debt? Got a dream sports project to launch but need money? Want to expand your business or start a new one and need money to do it? Welcome to Dream Big Online, crowdfunding success stories. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes. For 2 years, we've been interviewing dozens and dozens of the top-earning crowdfunding success stories. Are you already aware of the rapid expansion of pre-selling sites with names such as Kickstarter, Indiegogo, Rocket Hub, and others? Think you already know about crowdfunding? Think crowdfunding isn't right for your project, book, gadget, app, or website idea? Now you can learn how to pitch your unique story online to backers through social media, publicity, advertising, and more. Visit Dream Big Online for crowdfunding success stories and case studies about how your peers are already quickly raising money and how you can too. Crowdfunding hot picks are the campaigns we think are winners. On Kickstarter.com, you'll discover the Stay Made story. Stay Made is being pitched as the world's most functional, remarkable, and lovable bedding solution for kids. It's a set of comfortable and high-quality bedding pieces that are connected and kept together by an innovative and patented structure of zippers. Stay Made makes it easy and fun for parents and kids to make and keep any child's bed neat and tidy. You can learn more about why Stay Made is perfect for you, your kids, or family. Through crowdfunding, you can pre-buy a product you love, help a company grow, and create jobs. Learn more at DreamBigOnline.com, which is brought to you by eRelease.com, media attention for amazing people. Send your press release to journalists who want it at eRelease.com. On Indiegogo.com, you'll find a unique pitch to support Ribbon Sunglasses. Ever been to a sporting event and realize that you need to clean the lenses of your sunglasses? individual microfiber cloths can be very hard to keep track of while on the go at an event. In the past, you would have to resort to using whatever cloth was available for cleaning, no matter how abrasive or ineffective. Can a pair of sunglasses be combined with the superior cleaning ability of a microfiber material? This question led to the creation of ribbon sunglasses. Ribbon sunglasses conceal a retractable microfiber cloth inside the sunglass frame, allowing you to always have access to it no matter where you are. Microfiber is always the best solution for cleaning lenses, as it will never scratch or scuff the surface. On Kickstarter, you'll learn that anyone who has driven across America recently will have been struck by the sheer number of factories and businesses that are closed now. Upon picking up any American newspaper, you'll be presented with articles about budget crunches, jobless rates, and trade deficits. The simple truth is that America is walking down a shrinking path by halting the production of products that the world can use. On Kickstarter, you'll meet Chris Grimes. As an American and the CEO of Allied Titanium, Chris has worked hard to find a way to manufacture titanium products affordably on American soil. As usual, the solution lies in both American ingenuity and technology. Fortunately, with the passing of the Jobs Act, classic American ingenuity in the form of crowdfunding has opened a new avenue for funding projects. One of the most beautiful aspects of crowdfunding is that the crowd, which is also the market, determines whether or not a particular project should be funded. Learn more about his multi-purpose titanium shackle, which will work for you on your toughest jobs. Learn more at dreambigonline.com, which is brought to you by erelease.com, media attention for amazing people. Get the coolest new products right from the minds of the entrepreneurs who create them and put them on your Facebook wall, too. You can get involved in crowdfunding as a player or as a fan. You can dream big online with crowdfunding success stories today. Join the team. Even become a project pitcher. That's dreambigonline.com. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding for your project, just email us. I'm Mike.Hayes at dreambigamerica.us. Thanks for joining us.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.